This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy football brought to you by Collision Bend, where expertly crafted food and beer collide. What do you have for us there, JP?
I think tonight's focus has got to be on Jerry Jeudy. It's a tough spot. Jerry Jeudy had an amazing game last week, and you're like, oh, I'm thinking about Jerry Jeudy long term here. I don't think they're going to throw the ball that much tonight, Nick. I know Stefanski just loves to throw the ball. The way the weather's set up, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, I just don't think it's going to be that high of a passing game. Vegas over-under is 37 for the game right now. Jerry Jeudy is a hell of a risk if you got him on your team right now. He could be boom or bust.
I was kind of thinking of if you have like a flex spot open, or you just maybe need to take a Hail Mary shot on a spot on your roster. I was talking to our guy Cole before the show. I'm thinking Nick Chubb. This feels like a game I would expect Nick Chubb to get into. This is the revenge game, into the end zone at least once, and then beyond that, get the man 10. 12 carries, 50, 60 yards.
Stefanski owes it to him, right?
Yeah, he does owe it to him. And that is fantasy football brought to you by Collision Bend, where expertly crafted food and beer collide. And now we welcome on Browns beat reporter for 92.3 The Fan, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello, boys. Happy game day.
Happy game day. Are we still feeling confident? The last time we talked, you had said this feels like a game the Browns have no business winning, but they might. How are we still feeling about that?
Well, I don't know if I was expressing confidence. I was just, I think, talking myself into the fact that the Browns could win this one tonight, because when you look at it on paper, the weather forecast being what that is, you know, you guys were talking about Nick Chubb with fantasy football tonight, because he'd probably be the only player I'd want to play in fantasy football tonight, or maybe the Steelers defense, because of the fact that this game's going to get won in the trenches. And on both sides of the ball, the Steelers, in my view, have that advantage, but, weird things happen in this series. Mostly they happen at the Browns' expense, but the trends are what the trends are. Home teams have done really well in this series in recent history. Steelers don't exactly play their best on Thursday Night Football. So that is how I'm trying to talk myself into the 2-8 Browns upsetting the first place 8-2 Pittsburgh Steelers in the game that, quite frankly, the Browns probably should get blown out in, but I do not see that happening tonight. I think this is going to be a low-scoring, close football game.
Daryl, you got a long night ahead of you. You'll be up until 2, maybe even 3 in the morning. I'm sure you'll do the post-game with Baskin and everything like that and all these other things. Is there any part of you at all today that has thought about how maybe angry, maybe upset you are about what this game could have signified, should have signified, instead of what it actually is, where it's a 2-8 Browns team against a really good Steelers team?
Well, I mean, look, the disappointment to this season and what we have seen from this football team, I don't think I've hidden that at all, Jonathan, in the past couple of weeks. What was invested in this roster, the capability of the players that they have here, and the fact that they are 2-8. Yeah, I mean, it's grossly disappointing. It's malpractice that this team is where it's at. But it's where they're at, and it is what it is. So we'll see what they're able to do. It's on, I guess, pseudo-national TV. It's streaming on Amazon Prime. They did not flex out the Monday night game at Denver a week from Monday. I have to think that they're going to flex the Browns out of that Thursday nighter against the Bengals in December, as well as the Sunday nighter against the Miami Dolphins. But the next 2 weeks, starting tonight, the nation gets to watch what we've gotten to watch for these last 10 games.
You got to pin their eyes open like it's Clockwork Orange, all right? We got to watch it. You got to watch it. Daryl, is Kevin Stefanski coaching for his job today?
No, he's not. I mentioned this last night in my game preview. Look, my thing is there does need to be some accountability at some point for this disaster. I don't know that Kevin Stefanski's the problem. I think he can be the solution, but I don't know at this point. I think the personnel department certainly needs to be looked at, because I think that they have really failed. This was supposed to be a window of contention for them, and you only got two playoff seasons out of going 4-44 and doing that whole teardown rebuild with just one playoff victory. And that win in Pittsburgh in the midst of COVID, where no one was in the building, like, that's not where this franchise should have peaked. But unfortunately, that's where this rebuild has peaked, and they're going to have to go through some sort of, I don't want to say rebuild, but retool here in the next 1 to 2 years. You can turn it back around rather quickly in the NFL. But no, Kevin Stefanski's job, in my view, is not on the line tonight. Now, if they get completely embarrassed tonight, could the seat start to warm up a little bit? Absolutely. But right now, as we speak, Kevin's job is not in jeopardy.
Daryl, do you feel like for tonight, the Steelers will try to use, you know, last week they used Justin Fields, and they tried to have him close out the game, but they used him more than that. He wasn't used a ton, but he was used more than that. Do you feel like they'll look at what happened with Taysom Hill last week and say to themselves, oh, Justin Fields can maybe play that role for us?
Oh, 100%. I mean, if you and if you're Mike Tomlin, you'd be foolish not to try something like that. I mean, everyone except for the Cleveland Browns defense knew Taysom Hill was coming, and he scored 3 touchdowns, including a 75-yarder off of those keepers coming out of the backfield there. So, I do feel like that Mike Tomlin can look at that film and see some opportunity to get creative. It's, I guess, supposed to be a little windy tonight. It's a little windy out right now, so I don't know that this is the optimal environment for either one of these quarterbacks to be throwing it. Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston to be throwing it 35 to 40 times this evening, but having Fields do some of that Taysom Hill type stuff, I think makes perfect sense considering how awful the Browns were defending it a week ago.
Daryl, should we expect a heavy dose of Nick Chubb today for the Browns?
I don't know if you're going to get a heavy dose of Nick Chubb. Just because, Kevin's been very cautious about talking about that very subject, Nick. Now, could he get 20 carries tonight? No. Could he get me? Because he had 22 snaps last week against the Saints. Could that snap count maybe get edged up a little bit to maybe 25? I think that's a possibility. Maybe he gets between 10 and 15 carries tonight. I just don't think that he's ready, and the Browns want to put him in a position where they want to hand him the football 18 to 24 times in the game tonight. I don't see that happening. And to your point earlier that you made about in the red zone, close to the goal line, getting the ball to Chubb so he can pound it in. Yes, those type of situations I absolutely see Kevin Stefanski trying to take advantage of. But a high volume of carries for Nick Chubb, I just don't think is in the cards.
Do you think Browns fans are going to try to send a message to the Haslams tonight and maybe selling some of their tickets to Steelers fans, or maybe just not even showing up and letting Steelers fans take over?
Well, sell them. How about just giving them away? You laugh, I apologize for sounding so facetious and sarcastic there, but I do have a friend that is a Browns fan. He just gave his tickets away.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Because he did just wanted to be done with them. So I kind of worry that we may have a terrible towel takeover down by the lake. I don't know that it's going to be a 50-50 split or a 75-25 split like we have seen in years past. But I am expecting when I drive downtown to see a lot of black and gold, unfortunately.
So you apologize this time for being facetious?
Yes. Okay. What you get, that's my mulligan. I think I deserve a mulligan, Nick.
That's the buzzword of the week.
You and everybody in the Browns, like everyone. There's nothing to see here. Bring everybody back. It's been such a successful season.
It really has. It's been such a great rebuild. They've gotten so much out of going 4-44 that they're probably going to do it again. Can't wait.
It really is the Cleveland version of the process, well, although I think they might have had more success in Philly. Daryl, be good, buddy. Appreciate you.
You bet, guys. Enjoy the game tonight.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So as we continue on, we do have a update on kickoff conditions coming back, but we also have to get to Pete Futek, College Football News, joins us every single Thursday here on Afternoon Drive. We'll get his thoughts on the opinion shared on this station that Indiana is a fake top five team. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.